everyone. Welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 천재 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. You're hanging out with me, Kayla, and we are taking a look at some headlines on this day in history. Now, today it is Thursday. It's July 16th, 2020. 네, 오늘은 2020년 7월 16일입니다. 한국 역사 속에 오늘은 어떤 기사가 나왔을까요? Well, I'll let you know here. It's from 1983, and this one is about summer vacation. So let's take a look at it. It's very short here, so make sure you're listening in. It says, 초중고 여름방학. That's it. Nice, short, and sweet, right? It says, 초중고 여름방학. So 초중고 is talking about elementary, middle, and high school. We've talked about that before, how 초등학교 is the term for elementary, 중학교 is for middle school, and then 고등학교 is high school. But in Korean, we don't want to say all that. That's too long. So we just shorten it to 초중고. So there we go. We have the elementary, middle, and high school. And finally, 여름방학. Summer vacation. So we're talking about these vacations here and how back in 1983, there was a ceremony on this day, actually on the 16th, and the students were kind of receiving their handouts for their assignments to do over vacation. And a lot of schools kind of wanted to make sure that they weren't deviating too far from their studies, that they kind of kept studying along here. And so they would often have like little, oh, what do I want to say, assignments or homeworks or journals or things that they needed to write and do. And they often sent letters to the parents to inform them about keeping a regular routine, you know, make sure they don't go out too much, or if they do, they come home, kind of keep a daily schedule, a regular diet, things like that, to keep them focused on their studies here. And they also kept the schools open. All the facilities were open during the vacation, kind of to keep students from being lazy and kind of bring them in, attract them to come back to school during their vacation time. And it just seems like in the 1980s there was a really kind of strict school system here. And for me, it's absolutely crazy to think about, because my summer vacations literally are only filled with beautiful, wonderful memories. 진짜로 제 학창 시절에는 이쁜 추억들밖에 없는 것 같아요. I really can't think of anything else. 우리 그냥 뭐 여름방학 때는 호수 옆에 뭐 별장이 있는 도시로 올라갔었고, 뭐 해먹게 눕고 책을 봤어요. 아니면 우리 도시 축제나 뭐 음악 페스티벌도 갔었고, 아니면 뭐 가족들과 여행도 다녔고, 아니면 뭐 친구들과도 우리 그냥 마당에 거기서 모닥불 옆에 앉았고 캠핑하거나 아니면 뭐 풀파티도 많이 했었어요. 아니 뭐 당연히 제가 알바도 했는데 그거도 좀 재밌었어요. I honestly can't think of anything that wasn't wonderfully fun and beautiful about my summer. I spent it mainly up at the lake house, on the water, usually laying in a hammock reading a book, or I went to a lot of fairs and music festivals. My family and I took lots of vacations. My friends and I would have huge bonfires and pool parties. And of course I worked. I had part-time jobs. But even those were kind of fun. So for me, summer is just filled with wonderful memories. But I'm curious, what is your summer vacation like? Do you guys have lots of, I don't know, homework assignments or things like that? Let me know by leaving me a comment on the TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. 네, 여러분은 아직도 기억에 남는 방학 숙제가 있으신가요? 어떤 숙제였나요? 네, 여러분은 답변을 50원에 유료 문자 샵 1013에 보내주시면 추첨을 통해 바토스 코리아 5만 원 상품권을 보내드립니다. Just remember, we're still having that special event for the ratings research period here, and one of our lucky listeners will get a voucher worth 50,000 won for Vatos. So please answer any phone call you get from O2 and let them know that you listen to TBS EFM 한국어 천재 from 8 to 9 p.m. And definitely send us a text message to hashtag 1013 for the charge of 50 won. But now let's take a listen to our next song, which you guys are probably gonna love. The song is called Once Again, and it's by NCT 127. Let's jam out. Again and again. Hey, Hey everyone, welcome back. You are listening to 한국어 전제 on TBS EFM 101.3 in Seoul and the surrounding areas. Now, before we get into our final headline, I wanted to get to some of these messages we got in here. A lot of them are really fun. 인준 할미 says, 헐, 케일러님, 뿌염 하셨나요? 네, 맞아요. 제가 뿌염했어요. 뿌염. 완전 금발이죠. 이제는 금발머리 케일러 다시 돌아왔습니다. Hey, yeah, I got my hair touched up. 뿌염, if you guys remember, 뿌리염색 is the term for getting your roots done. And yes, I got my roots done here. Thank you for noticing. Now, I got another fun message in here from 2843님. It says, 케일러, 항상 유튜브 눈팅만 하는데 오늘 연기네 문자 보내봐요. 오, 감사합니다. 저는 닭은 닭인데 오늘도 다이어트로 닭가슴살 먹었어요. 치킨, 삼계탕 등등 보양식이 눈앞에 떠다녀요. 떠다니네요. 그죠? 저는 요즘에는 다이어트도 하고 있어서 저도 닭가슴살도 오늘 먹었는데 나중에는 다이어트 끝날 때는 치킨 먹을까요? 아니면 뭐 삼계탕? 아, 이런 거 좀 많이 땡겨서 I don't know which one to pick. I'm still 아직 고민 중이에요. I have to decide later. But thank you so much. 메시지 보내주셔서 감사합니다. 앞으로도 자주 보내주세요. I would love to get more messages from you. Thank you so much. 3424님 also sent a message to us. Oh, before we go, I apologize. 2843님, I almost forgot. 제가 까먹을 뻔했네요. 우리 바토스 쿠폰 보내드리겠습니다. 감사합니다. Very, very thank you. 3324님 here says 방학 숙제. 아, 맞아요. 아까 우리 숙제에 대해서 얘기하고 있었는데요. 방학 숙제 하면 가장 먼저 생각나는 게 있는데 바로 초등학교 3학년 때 했던 일기 40개 쓰기가 제일 기억에 남아요. 오 마이 갓, 40개요? 제가 일기 쓰는 걸 별로 안 좋아해서 계약 하루 전에 40개를 다 썼거든요. 그때는 너무 힘들었지만 지금 생각해보니까 완전 추억이었어요. 참 재밌는데요. 저는 우리 보통 뭐 미국에는 여름 방학 숙제 그때 있었나? 제 생각에는 없는 것 같은데 근데 만약에 있었으면 제가 아마 비슷한 걸로 하루 안에 완전 슉 다 한꺼번에 써보는 것 같았어요. I think I probably did the same thing. 우리 너무 재밌는 메시지 보내주셔서 감사합니다. 바토스 쿠폰 보내드릴게요. Thank you so much. So what they were saying is back in, what was that, elementary school, third grade, as we would say in normal English, goodness, Kayla, they remember having to write 40 entries for like a journal sort of thing. And instead of doing it regularly, just all in one day, just doing 40 entries. I feel that in my bones. 감사합니다. Now, also, we have two more messages. Leah May says, my usual summer vacation is complying for all those piano lessons my mom made me take, but summer nights in New Zealand are spent near the lakes. First of all, I love that you're doing piano. Piano was one of the greatest joys I find later in life. I didn't like it then, but I love it now. Second, New Zealand sounds amazing. So jealous you get to spend it there. I hope you enjoy it. Baby Chu says, during summer vacation, I would join a K-pop dance cover competition and I make new friends. It's fun though. That sounds incredible. I hope someday you'll be able to send us a video or a link or something we can watch it because I would love to support you. Thank you so much for the messages, you guys. But we do have one headline coming up, so let's get to it. Headline Korean. You guys know what time it is. It's time for Headline Korean, where I'm going to take this headline, break it on down, give you the keywords, key phrases, basically just the key information that you need in order to understand what's going on in Korea today. So keep yourself updated with the latest issues in Korea by tuning into Headline Korean every day with me. And today's article is about new tumblers, and I do not mean the website. Do not be confused about that. This is the tumblers, like the glasses that you carry around here. 네, 오늘 기사의 주제는 새 텀블러에 대한 내용이네요. Now, this one's actually really important, so I hope you guys pay attention to this one because I was shocked when I read it. So just stay with me here. We'll read it in Korean, and then we'll switch it on over into English. So it says here, 새 텀블러 여러 번 씻어 사용하세요. 새 텀블러 여러 번 씻어 사용하세요. So that first part there, say, you guys know by now, I'm usually not talking about birds. I'm talking about the word 새로운, which is new. So new tumblers, which as we call in Korean as well, 텀블러 is the same as tumblers that we use in English. Please use these new tumblers after washing it several times. 여러 번 씻어. 씻다 is the term for to wash something, and so it's saying 여러 번, like do it several times, many times. 한 번 would be one time. 번 is like the amount of time, so 한 번 is one, 두 번 is two, but 여러 번 is like several times, do it many times. So wash it and then use it. 사용하세요. So 사용하다 is to use something, but when you add that 하세요, it's kind of saying like, please do something. It's politely asking someone to do something there. And so they're saying, please wash it several times, because apparently there is this like silicone carbide that they use in the polish. And those low-cost kind of cheap tumblers sometimes leave that coating on there. They don't get it all off the surface. And apparently, it is known to be highly likely to cause lung cancer if you inhale it in your respiratory tract here. And so they said, in order to get rid of it, you need to wash it several times. And you need to do that in different things that are not like just water. It's like just water isn't going to remove it, or just detergent. You have to use different materials because the particles are really small. So what they recommend, there's two ways. You can wipe it really, really thoroughly with cooking oil, and you can kind of just get your hands in there and scrub that down. And the second is to use vinegar water. So take water, vinegar, put it in a pot, boil it about, you know, 10 to 15 minutes, and then you can wash your tumbler in that and get rid of those kind of silicone, silicone carbide. And they said that should work. Also, if your tumbler is starting to smell bad, also make sure to wash it and get rid of any sort of bacteria there. So I'm curious about you guys. Do you often carry tumblers? Have you bought any new ones? And if you did, will you be doing this? Let me know in the comments on the TBS EFM YouTube live stream page. 네, 여러분은 평소에 얼마나 자주 텀블러를 가져가시나요? Let me know by sending me a message here. But just remember, we're also having a special event for the ratings research period, where one of our lucky listeners will get a voucher worth 50,000 won from Vato. So answer any phone calls from O2, and please be sure to let them know you listen to TBS EFM's 한국어 천재 from 8 to 9 p.m., and definitely send us a message for 50 won to hashtag 1013. Come eat, drink, and chill at Vato's Urban Tacos, Itaewon, Jamsil, Pyeongtaek, and coming soon in August to the COEX at Samsung Station. But now, let's take a listen to Lenny Kravitz, Are You Gonna Go My Way?